talking about how we need to live this year. Amen. Really, the rest of our lives. Less of me in 2023. Less of me in 2023. Y'all know we've been in a little series that hopefully has eased some of your mind, give you a little bit of peace of mind about some issues that we've been talking about. We've been talking about mental health, y'all remember? We talked about anxiety. Last week, what we talked about? That big D word.
Depression.
Amen. Somebody type depression in the comments online that's watching with us. That's what we talked about last week. Today, though, everybody say today.
Today
we're going to talk about one of the biggest problems, mental health problems that we have. So common in our culture, but often overlooked, often completely ignored. According to the World Health Organization, we Americans, y'all notice I said we Americans, other countries apparently don't have a big problem as what we do. But according to the World Health Organization, we Americans have a bigger problem with this issue than people in any other country in the world. The most affluent society in the world is the most worry-filled society. We suffer through worry. How about you? We win the world race in worry suffering. I don't know about you, but I still worry. I know God tells me not to, but I still have problems with it. You know why? Because I'm human. Because I'm human just like everybody else. Amen? No matter how much we know Christ, we still going to have a human side of us that suffers with worry. According to Barna research, about 60% of adults in the U.S. struggle with worry and stress daily. Y'all hear that? Daily. 60% of adults in the U.S. struggle with worry and stress daily. Over half of the world, or half of the U.S., is worried. Their mind's drifting somewhere. Amen? They're worried about their child having a problem, having leukemia. They're worried about a test coming up. They're worried about a doctor appointment. Amen? How many of y'all know we are not supposed to worry about today or tomorrow?
Amen.
Amen. Because of sinful nature, we default to fear, not faith. Because of our sinful nature, we default to fear, not faith. Amen. Wake up at 2 a.m. Not awake trying to figure out how to manage peace and joy, are we? We're awake worrying about everything else that we've got to do tomorrow. We're worried about issues that we got coming up in work. Some of us are worried about making a long 7-hour drive back to work. I'm just saying. But we're not trying to lay awake at 2 a.m., are we? But our mind is racing so much that we can't turn it off. How many of y'all got that problem?
Amen.
Amen. How many of y'all at home got that problem? You can't turn your mind off. We worry about everything, don't we? We worry about our children having the wrong friends. We worry about health concerns. We worry about job stress. We worry about aging parents. Amen. We worry about big things and little things. We worry about terrorism. We worry about wars. We worry about racism. We worry about division. Amen. And right now, with the way the world is and inflation, we worry about eggs. Now, y'all tell me that ain't goofy. But we let it get to us, don't we? We let it steal our joy sometimes. Amen. When we worry about how much we pay for them eggs. And I don't know if y'all been to the store lately at home, but the price of eggs is kind of high right now. I think you can, what one dozen costs is about four times what it used to be about a year and a half ago. Maybe even less than that. I remember, how many of y'all remember, going to the store and getting a dozen eggs for 99 cents.
Amen.
Amen. Now they're $4. Don't let it worry you though. Don't let it stress you out to where you lose your joy. Amen. What's the difference between anxiety and worry. They are related, aren't they? They are related. They overlap a little bit, but they are different. I'm not an expert on them, per se, but sometimes we have an oversimplification of them. We tend to experience worry in our minds. That's where we think about it the most, isn't it? I don't know about you, but my body does not have problems with worry. My body has problems with anxiety, which is where we generally experience it. Anxiety is in our bodies. Worry is often specific, and anxiety is general and broad and stroke. We might worry about missing a flight, but we might be anxious about getting on that flight. It's two totally different things, isn't it? Worry is in our minds, our thoughts. But being anxious is our physical body getting upset and having issues getting on that plane or traveling. Amen? The good news is, I don't know about you, but give me a hands up if you feel a little bit less worried today.
Amen.
Amen? How about you at home? You feel what less worried today? Now that I think about it, we get worried, don't we? We worry about everything. We got to be praying about it. Amen. If we're worried about something going on, pray about it. Amen. Let's pray and start this message. Heavenly Father, Lord, as always, I ask you right now, Lord, get Ronnie out of the way, Lord, and allow your Holy Spirit to speak through me, Jesus. Lord, as always, may it be your word spoken and not mine, Jesus. Lord, may you open our heart, mind, and soul to the blessing and the message that you have for us today, Lord. About the way we live in the U.S., Lord. About the worrying situations that we get in our lives, Jesus. Lord, as always, may you get all glory, honor, and praise. Be with us to the end of the service. In your name I pray. Amen. Amen. And following in that spirit, honestly, I'm feeling very insecure. You worry. As a pastor, we worry about the messages when we give them. Amen. Even though God tells us not to, we're worried, one, that it's going to come across okay. Nobody's going to get upset with us. Nobody's going to get mad at us. Nobody's going to yell at us after service for something we said during the message. But more importantly, we worry that it's going to affect somebody. For the goodness of God in the message that we deliver. So every time we get up here, and I'm sure Matt does too, and Bruce when he's up here, we get a little worried about it. We get a little insecure about it. Amen. But our assignment is to show us how to overcome those worries. And all I've done today is worry about it. I'm not going to do a good job. That's what Satan puts in our minds, ain't it? That's the worry that Satan puts in there. You can't do it. You ain't good at it. Hey, guess what? He is correct. I'm not any good at it. But God is. Amen. God through me, Jesus through me is good at it. So we're going to be in Matthew 6, chapter 6 today. So I'll tell y'all that. Y'all go ahead and turn to Matthew 6, those at home. Turn to Matthew 6, and we'll get to the scriptures here in a minute. But in Matthew 6, Jesus tells us multiple times. What does he tell us? Do not worry. Multiple times in chapter 6, we're told, do not worry. What's in the middle of his powerful and practical teaching on worry? He actually covers the five biggest topics that most of us worry about, that most of you worry about, that I worry about. And Jesus says what? Do not worry about finances. Do not worry about food. Do not worry about fitness. Do not worry about fashion. Do not worry about what? The future. Amen. First scripture, Matthew 6:25, Jesus says this. Therefore I tell you, do not worry. Everybody say, do not worry.
Do not worry.
Everybody watching at home, give me a thumbs up or an amen in the comments. Do not worry. Anytime you see therefore in the Bible, ask what it's there for. Y'all hear that? Anytime you see therefore in the Bible, ask what it's there for. Look at the verse before. Matthew 6:24 says this. You cannot serve both God and money. You cannot serve both God and money. Jesus says, don't worry about our finances. You can't love both God and money. So don't overly focus on or obsess about our money. Which leads into verse 25 again. 24 says, you cannot serve both God and money. Therefore, y'all see that? What's the therefore? Because you can't serve both God and money. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Amen? Jesus said it. Do not worry about food. There's a crowd Jesus was talking to, or the crowd that Jesus was talking to, was probably pretty worried about food, weren't they? Because they were very poor people. They were struggling at that time. We worry about where we're going to eat, don't we? We worry if we're going to eat too much. What, and the wrong kinds of food. They were worrying if they were going to have something to eat. Amen? And Jesus told them, don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about our body. Don't obsess about our health. Take care of ourselves is good, but our body is temporary. Amen? We're focused eternally. We should be focused eternally. Let me restate that. So don't worry about your body. Focus on eternity. Don't worry about what we wear. That's the fashion side. Don't worry so much what people think about you. I don't know about you, but when I used to work in sales, I freaked out every morning because I had to figure out what suit or and what tie to wear to make myself look good. You worry about it, don't you? You worry about it. God says, don't. Don't worry about it. Before a big event, what do we do? Before a big event, what do? We go try on all kinds of different outfits, don't we? Some of us have been known to go to Penny's or what, Macy's when it was there, Sears, and raid the fitting room with every apparel piece that you wanted to think about looking in. Because we were worried about what we look like, don't we? Which one do you like? You try them all on. You try them all on. And ladies, y'all probably find like 100 of them that y'all sort of like and would want to take home. Us guys are good with one. Amen. But we try them on, don't we? Try them on. Which one do you like? Hey, guess what? If we would spend as much time thinking about God as what we wear, we would change the trajectory of our lives. Y'all hear that? If we would spend as much time, and y'all notice I said we, that includes me, thinking about God as what we wear, we would change the trajectory of our lives. Matthew 6:34 says, therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Don't worry about the future. That's that point there. Don't worry about where you're going to school. Don't worry about get a job if it's the one that you truly enjoy. Don't worry about a loved one being sick. Don't worry about a spouse cheating down the road. Don't worry about her hair getting too thin. Hey, some of us got that problem. Amen. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about tomorrow. Because you know what? There's not a thing we can do that's going to change what's happening tomorrow. It is all in God's control. Amen? Not ours. So we don't need to worry about it, do we? Jesus doesn't just tell us not to worry.
Amen.
He shows us how not to worry. Matthew 6:26 says, "Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they are?" Are we not much more valuable than, I'll get that word out, than the birds are? Jesus shows us this, that God loves us, God loves you, God loves me, way more than the birds, don't He? And birds don't worry. To be clear, if a bird is hungry, what's it do? It does something about it. It'll go eat, find some seeds or some berries somewhere. Won't it? It does something about it. There's a difference between concern and worry. The bird is concerned because he's hungry, but he's not worried. He takes action. Amen? Concern focuses on challenges and moves us to actions. Concern focuses on our challenges and moves us to action. You think, my marriage might be struggling. That's your concern. Is your action would be get canceling. My job might not be going good. You can always look for another one. That would be the action to the concern. You've gained 12 pounds. That's the concern. The action would be this. Maybe cut back on soft drinks to get rid of those 12 pounds you just gained in soft drinks. Amen. Again, the concern focuses on challenges and moves us to action. Worry focuses on what's beyond our control and results in inaction. Worry focuses on what's beyond our control and results in inaction. You're stewing away, just sitting there. It's getting to you. I can't get out of it. I can't get it. Turn it over to Jesus. That's where the worry is going to be taken away. Amen. And that's why Jesus asked the question in verse 27. And it says this: "Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life?" Can any of us, by worrying, add a single hour to our lives? Some people, some doctors might tell you worry will take time away from our lives. God's basically saying the same thing. Don't worry, because we can't change it. But we still worry, don't we? We worry. Nothing gets better when we worry. Amen. But our mental health gets worse. Again, birds don't worry. Birds don't sit around doing nothing. Birds don't wait for God to drop food in their laps, do they? Hey, I don't know about you, but the last time I checked, a bird ain't got a lap. They get up. They fly around. They find a worm. They eat. They fly around again. And they sleep. You don't hear a big chirp of the bird at night, do you? Because they're sleeping. They're chilling out. Never see a bird awake at night. Pacing in his nest. Rubbing his wings, asking, thinks he's got chain supply problems to resolve a shorting of worms. No, they're out doing something, aren't they? They're going hunting the worm. Just like we should be hunting God to take care of our worry. Amen? When we're worrying, we're basically saying this: God, I don't really trust you. Hey, God, I don't really trust your plan. Hey, God, I don't believe you're with me. Since God's word says, do not worry. Hey, God, I'm not sure you're really all that good. What we worry about most reveals where our trust in God is at least. Amen? What we worry about the most reveals where we're trusting, or where our trust in God is the least. What is it for you? Is it a relationship? Is it a health concern? Is it a financial fear? What about personal insecurity? What about that feeling you don't measure up? You're not good enough. You don't have what it takes. We all feel that way sometimes, don't we? What do we do when we realize that we're not trusting God? We're supposed to just trust Him, ain't we? With my future, my finances, my family, all that. Amen? We're supposed to do it. But that great question, Jesus shows us our job in Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first God's kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Seek Him first. Pursue Him first. Pray. Press toward Him more. Lift our eyes upon Him. Amen. Pray for all things given to us, because that's what God is there for. That's what He's already done. Amen. Our job is this. This is what Jesus is telling us. Our job is to put God first in your life. So I ask you, is He really? Is He really first in your lives? Is He first in your day when you wake up? Is He first in your finances as you live day to day? Is He in first when our mind drifts? Is He in first in our relationships? Again, our job, put God first in our lives. So we'll look at three things that are true about what we're worried about today. What you're worried about today, one thing is true about it. Guess what? It might never happen. What we're worried about today may never happen. Researchers at Penn State asked people to document what they're worried about and how many of their fears happen in the next 30 days. 91% of their worries did not come true. Y'all hear? 91% of their worries did not come true. Less than 10% of what you worry about will actually happen. Amen? But your worry will rob you of your peace 100% of the time. Your worry will rob you of your joy 100% of the time. And again, what you're worried about today may never happen. Second thing is this. What you're worried about today may happen and won't be as bad as what we thought. Yet, I didn't do that great on the presentation, but it didn't matter much. I asked her out. She said no. But I didn't bleed out in the locker room afterwards. Yep, everybody laughed at me. But some seem to like me more. Things that we worry about but aren't as bad as what we thought they might be. Amen. And the third thing is this. What we're worried about today may happen, and God will carry us through it. It may happen, and God will carry us through it. So in closing, if you're worried about today, remember, what you're worried about most reveals where we are and where we trust God the least. If there's something heavy on our heart today, or a worry, a fear, a burden, let's put God first and cast our cares on Him, because He truly does care for us. Amen? If you want to trust God with something that you've been worried about, lift your hands and pray to Him. As we come for the final song, let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, Lord, as always again, Lord, I thank you for your Holy Spirit speaking through me, Jesus. Lord, for you getting Ronnie out of the way, Lord. Lord, for your word spoken, not mine, Jesus. Lord, I pray that each one of us today, Lord, has got a blessing out of your message for us to not worry, Lord, because you are in control of all things in our lives, Jesus. Lord, we ask just to put somebody in front of us, Lord, that we can tell about your mercy, your grace, your love, Jesus. Lord, we ask you to be with us until the next appointed time. In your name I pray. Everybody say it.
Amen. Amen.